It's John Chiganoff here, and I'm reading Christopher Swan's editorial. It seems hardly possible that two seasons have passed, and here we still all are, held in thrall to a virus with an ugly name. We have had to adapt, step back from our fellow man, hail rather than embrace family and friends. There is a weariness in survival and sadness and grief for all those no longer travelling into autumn with us. Let's hope a new, happier normal is not far off. Benson is remarkable and lockdown has seen it flourish. The high street is as busy as it ever was. Two new shops, young people, skinny lattes in hand from number 25, enjoying the sun and strange, shaggy-haired people going into the new barbers and emerging as recognisable villagers. "Oh, Jim, is that really you?" drifts in the air. Time, the tick-tock of destiny, makes the bulletin no more immune than any of us to change. 26 years have passed since it grew from an idea in the heads of Peter Clark and Frank Moran. And this moment, the beginning of its 27th volume, marks a step forward. Yes, we are in colour, and yes, we are more pages, and yes, I still can't get everything in, and yes, I'm still making people grumpy when they are left out. This is a major change for us, and there will be mistakes, as so much had to be done. So please, we are in the experimental stage. I have also made the print larger to make it easier to read, and I am actively looking for content that entertains, educates, and informs, and am at war with the dull. Send in original pieces, intemperate letters and cheerful memories, and I will try to make the bulletin something you don't immediately want to throw away, and please don't do that. I have put in all the opening times of shops and the post office in their own section. You don't have to go on Facebook and ask, because the answer is probably in the following pages. And use the local tradesmen who advertise in these pages. Many of them have been in the bulletin for a long while, and the passing of time and a lack of complaints has proved their worth. It is more important than at any other time in memory to support these local people who are soldiering on and keeping their businesses going when so many larger organisations are going to the wall. We are sad to have to say goodbye to our treasurer, Steve Guppy. Since I took over 2 years ago, Steve has been my rock, guiding me through, keeping me honest and making sure the finances of the bulletin remain strong and vibrant. He leaves with the bulletin in rude health. His successor is Les Gardner, and we wish him well. He's my brother-in-law and knows where the bodies are buried, so it's good to have him on my side. I would also like to thank my son Daniel for the redesign. His experience as a product and graphic designer has been invaluable and taught his dad new tricks. And finally, a thank you to all those who write loyally every month, the advertisers who choose us, we really do value them, and the people of Benson for making this a very interesting and fulfilling magazine to edit.